Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary life. I'm sorry, guys. Got a little catch my throat. But tonight is Friday night. And of course, our show is on a weekday night at 10 p.m. Now, and so tonight, we're going to use tonight. Just basically, I want to go back over some of the topics that we talked about all this week. Let's do a wrap-up kind of thing. All right? And some people might have missed the topic. Some people might never heard them or got part of them or whatever. And so tonight, we will make an attempt to make sure everybody get a piece of what we went through throughout this week. Now, check this out. Sometimes at 10 p.m. weekday night, Central Standard Time, I may not be on the air live. But that's okay, guys. I mean, I've done quite a few presentations. I've been working at this since around 2011. And so you will find me speaking on some subject as far back, you know, back in my archives. And everything is on demand. And so on demand, just hit it, just hit my profile or whatever, and it'll show you all the entire listing. Find a topic. That's me. Okay? And so, yeah. And so sometimes I'm on something else, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm studying because I want to bring you a topic. But I want to bring you a topic that I feel comfortable with speaking on. And sometimes I don't have a topic that I feel comfortable speaking on. I have 1,000 topics. I have 1,000 possibilities. Right? But all of them are not ready for me to do a show on just yet. We got a lot to talk about. Most of this stuff is to revolutionaries. Most of this is about empowering. and liberating. And so all those other presentations are about the same things. All my past presentations as well, as revolutionary life. We were doing a thing in the past, a couple of years ago, called intelligentsia. We were talking about the type of intelligence that comes from your senses, not your thoughts. Raw data, unfiltered data. You can't be scared to deal with that kind of data. You can't be fearful to listen without comment, without judgment, without a label. You can't be scared and look at something and don't call it anything. But it's liberating. Anyway, tonight I want to wrap up, guys, on some of the things that we talked about this week. And some of the things that I've... There was something I was working on today that's very interesting. And I'm going to get back with that. I'm going to come back with that. I'm going to give you a little music. And I'm going to come back with that. Because before I start the review, I really want to... there was something very interesting that caught my attention today that I thought we ought to hit on. And then we'll go back to the review. I'm going to give you some music. I'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome to Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, guys, I called my Friday night wrap-up so I could go back over some of the, just a short review of what we talked about this week. And I also dropped on your understanding that from time to time, I may not make this 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, but you can. And I told you I've been making these presentations since 2011. And so I have an archive. And so if I'm not live, you can always pick me up on the air on one of my older, on demand, in one of my archived episodes. Just pick a title. That'll be me. And so, I also, before I told you as we left just a minute ago, that I was also going to speak about something I was studying today, learning about today. And I think it was very important. I think it's important for everyone to know, actually. So, and some people may already. However, I was watching a presentation today about rocks, not really, crystals in particular. I was watching a presentation about crystals today. Now, scientifically, I know a bit about crystals, right? So there is something special about crystals. We've known that since the first radio. Yeah, all the frequencies, the rhythms, the beat, the frequencies. Some of them are maintained by a tiny slice of crystal, usually quartz crystal. It seems that the little a thin slice of quartz crystal, or any quartz crystal really, big or small, it seems like it will pick up a vibration that it comes in contact with, and it'll hold that vibration. It'll hold it so well you can use it for tuning your radio stations. That's how crystals got in your radio. Pieces of crystal got in your radio. Because once you put it on a certain frequency, it will attempt to hold that frequency for quite a while. And so it can hold information. When you hear people say crystals may be like computers, they can hold information, something you may have heard something like that. Well, in fact, I guess that's a perfect example, I imagine. They can hold a vibration that comes near it, or to it, or encounters it. So even a voice makes a vibration in the air. Your voice travels over the air. The air is a medium that carries sound waves. And these waves, like waves in water, will hit a crystal, and a crystal will pick that wave beat up, one wave after another, after another, after another. And the crystal will start having that beat of your voice. It's just picking up whatever vibrations hit it. And it's holding those vibrations and continuing them over and over again like an echo. And so you can put them in a radio. And you can put that radio on the radio station. And it'll hold that station, that frequency. That's what your stations are. You'll bring these frequencies. It will hold those frequencies, you know, very well. And so they put them in watches for keeping time, because they vibrate true for a long time once they get started. And so you'll find you often have quartz watches. That's a piece of rock. That's a quartz crystal in that watch. Then check this out. Then, in some industries, right now today, they employ something called piezoelectricity. Piezo, P I Ezo. Now, what that is, what that name represents, is stone, rock, like the Paleolithic or the Paleolithic era in ancient history. But piezoelectric implies that you can actually get an electric current from a piece of rock, a stone, a crystal, a slice of quartz. All you have to do is apply pressure to a crystal and it will send out electricity. And so some industries to this day, right now, employ piezoelectricity. You guys got to look this stuff up. Check it out. You don't know what you have. I mean, crystals make nice ornaments. But we need to talk. Anyway, so in industry, they're already extracting electricity from crystals by stretching, by adding pressure to them. And they have a name for it, piezoelectricity. Electricity produced by nothing but adding pressure to a quartz, to a slice of quartz crystal. And so I thought that was interesting, guys. So I want to bring that out today. We need to do some more on rocks and crystals and the like. You know, you're from the ancient Egyptians. You know the qualities of stone. You're the original masons. So tonight, Friday night, we're going to do a little wrap up. And we're going to talk about, well, one of the things, if I go way back, well, let's see, Monday, if I go way back, one of the things we talked about was, the title of the presentation was Slave.
Slave. That word, they even said came from the ancient Slavic people, who were some of Europe's first slaves. The Slavs. And
we actually talked about the mechanics of slavery. We did that. And I did that presentation because
slavery comes in many forms. It can be hidden.
I mean, it can change form,
which might make it hidden to you.
It can be chattel slavery. The old roots, chains around the arms and neck, whips across the back. Chattel property, chattel slavery.
As you know.
But when you look at what makes a slave, is it somebody you take from a foreign land, or is it somebody you force into work?
What's the purpose of all that?
The purpose of all of that slavery and everything it takes to make it happen is to reap a benefit.
That benefit is simply the mechanics, the very root, the core of what we call slavery.
Its nature will never change, so that's what we talked about. We know that its characteristics might change.
But we need to know its nature, what it lives by.
And so I told you that a slave had slave quarters. Slave had feed to eat, like the cattle, like any of the livestock in America's Southern slavery. And though slavery goes all the way back to the ancient Greeks, oh yeah, Greece was a slave society. Rome was a slave society. Your Caesars, your czars. And so, and your Kaisers, and your queens of Europe. Because the mechanism of slavery works like this. The enslaved will work to help make you wealthy because they will work, they will create value for you. And you do not have to share with them the value that they've helped you create. A slave, by whatever mechanism that you can capture, hold, employ that slave, whether it's through chains, whether it's through debt, the mechanism differs. The characteristics will differ. But the underlying benefit to the slave owner to go through all these mechanisms is to get value created that they cannot create themselves, by themselves. And when they cash in, keep the cash. Don't share it with those who helped you make it. This makes billionaires. This is how you get to be a billionaire or a plantation owner. Now you use whatever method you can to have someone do that for you without running away or destroying the process or dying on you. In fact, Adam Smith admonished all capitalists. Adam Smith, known as the father of capitalism, Adam Smith admonished all capitalists that the most you pay for labor is what you'd pay for a machine, upkeep and maintenance. No more. Whatever value that person or that machine, or that worker or that machine help you make is irrelevant to what you pay them. You pay to make sure that they can get back to work the next day. That's it. If you have to provide benefits like health care and the like to make sure that happens, you do that. And so if you paid $500 for a field hand, $500 gold in those days, then you took care of that $500. Especially if you went to the bank and got a loan on that slave. If that slave is collateral down at the bank, so you could get that loan to buy them cotton seeds and that tractor. Or whatever. So you're going to take care of your investment. So I asked people when I did that slave thing,
What is that? What is, how you? How would you liken that to what goes on today?
When you get your paycheck at the end of the week, if you ever had one of them experiences where you get your paycheck at the end of the week, and you might as well just pass it on over to the people you owe.
By the time you pay rent and utilities,
put some food in the refrigerator, gas in the car so you can get back to work next week, there's very little left, if at all. Upkeep and maintenance, it looks like. That's how slavery looks. Slavery looks like the worker getting no more for his labor than upkeep and maintenance, no more than you would pay a machine. You would invest in a machine, keeping it oiled and primed and calibrated. Slave had slave quarters, even in the South. Black Eyed Peas was cattle feed, pig feed, chicken feed. We made food out of it.
So I did that thing on slaves.
A slave. Just so that we understand its nature. Because it can change its outer covering.
Its characteristics may change.
But you can identify it easily. Watch where value is being created and where did it all end up. I ended that presentation, I ended that presentation pointing out to you that in 2017
in the United States of America, we increased our gross national product tremendously.
Our number of goods and services that were produced
nationwide.
One of the best years ever. Also, they announced
that well over 80% of what this country made, wealth created, value created in 2017, over 80%
of the proceeds went to 1% of the people of this country. America did great last year.
Our gross national product was through the roof. Trade was up.
We made money as a nation. And guess where most of it went? In the pockets of 1% of Americans.
That does leave a quarter. That does leave less than at least 20 cents for us to work with, guys. 20%.
But America did great last year. Financially. If you didn't feel it, that's why. If you don't see it, that's why. If you do see it, that's why. So I did the nature
of slavery
so that we wouldn't be fooled by any characteristics it may take on in order to function. But it can't have this nature. It will guarantee you every time that those who help it create wealth will not share in that wealth. That's not what slavery is about. That's not how it works. The only way to get wealthy is when you cash in them chips, you don't give any of it, or very little of it, to the people who help you make it. You don't hear me? That was slave, guys. We did that one a couple of days ago. And let's see, one of the shows we did, Let's see.
Oh, we did Flat Earth. We talked about Flat Earth, Kevin. I don't know if you remember that. I had a couple of people come to me during the week, some of my listeners, and more than once I heard a conversation, or I got into one even, about the Flat Earth theory. Is the Earth flat? Is the Earth round? Have we been lied to all this time? Now, I want y'all, if anybody's interested in that, then, or the take that I took with it, then you can check that out. That's the Flat Earth, it's called Flat Earth, and with a question mark. Now, that show, I learned a lesson because I tried to do some science on the Flat Earth, and these guys had an answer for everything. I'm telling you. I said, man, if the Earth is flat like a pancake, then when the sun comes up in the morning, it should be sunlight all over the Earth, daytime everywhere, not just on one part. And nighttime in California, it should be daytime everywhere. No, they told me. That's because they've been lied to you about the sun. Oh, now we can do the sun, yeah. The sun might be just like a flashlight going up and down. So check it out. With the sun going up and down, when the Earth being different from every other planet you can see out there, I mean, nobody said that the rest of the planets were flat, just the Earth, just the Flat Earth theory, it's called. And so you start, but I guess to make that work, you got to start changing other things. So we got to change what the sun is like now. So we start getting into these things, guys. And I was asking all these stupid questions, like if the sun comes up and the Earth is flat, why come it's not light all the way across everywhere? And they had an answer for that. So I basically came out of that conversation and did this and did a radio show that night. And in the show, I wanted to say that they might, I don't know. I think I started out like that. That might be a flat earth. That might be a round earth. You know what? I'm not right now in a position to verify for sure and take you and show you either of those theories. I did point out, however, that the current one works. In the sense that if I told one guy, if I took the longitudinal and the latitudinal coordinates to his house and punched them into a computer, I could send a drone to sit on his using the coordinates as based on a rounder, not a flat one. And I could send a drone to that house and it land on that roof based on the coordinates that I punched in. And those coordinates, of course, is the only one I have, and those are the ones based on a round earth. So I'm saying it works. Not that it's true, but it works. That's all I was saying. And I told you one other thing about the Flat Earth theory. I told you I spent over an hour doing my own research about it, alone, not in a conversation. And the more I listened, the more I heard a Brahmin, an Aryan, Brahmin, an Abrahamic, Judeo-Christian, Holy Roman Empire perspective on the world coming through. It bothered me. It reminded me when Galileo exposed the same lie. many, many years ago and was kidnapped by the Vatican
for doing so. So it started ringing bells as I heard more and more about the flat earth and the sun going up in the daytime and down at night. So I just told, I just said tonight, that night, that that it reeked of the lie the Holy Roman Empire had been telling for centuries. It wasn't until 19, look it up, guys. It wasn't until the 1960s that the Catholic Church apologized for kidnapping Galileo Galilei, for exposing the lie that they're spreading now like it's fact. And it might be, but it reminds me of that history when this perspective on the universe was promoted. And so,
I don't know. Might be flat.
Works for me. So we did flat earth. And let's see, what else do we do? Now,
I hope you didn't miss the one I did called Let Go. Just Let Go, I said. That was the title.
Let Go. The subtitle was How to Catch a Monkey.
Remember that one? The subtitle was How to Catch a Monkey. I told you
that I got this present, I got this story by watching Shaka Zulu and watching European visitors to his village. The chief of the Zulu tribe, Shaka, would greet these Europeans when their boats arrived on his shores. And one day they came and he asked the captain, "Well,
what shiny object have you brought for me today?"
Of course, the white British captain had no idea what he meant. So he told him, "Here's how we catch a monkey. We take a shiny object. We put it in a jar, just big enough for the monkey to get his hand in the mouth of the jar.
And when he grabs the shiny object and tries to pull it out, the jar doesn't move. His hand can't come out as long as he has the shiny object in his fist."
Now the monkey has figured out that if he let the shiny object go, he could get his hand out. But guess what? When his captives return the next day, he's still there, trying to figure out how to both get the shiny object and his freedom.
I ask you,
if he's still trying to get that shiny object, when your freedom lies in letting go and walking away from it. I asked you, was that dream, was that American dream
so important to you that you're going to continue to try to figure out how
you're going to get your hand out in the shiny object? You're going to be a part of the system. You're going to beat the system. You're going to work with the system.
You're going to what? You're going to make it.
So you'll be there the next day for the net.
It gets thrown over you when all you have to do is let go. I That was called How to Catch a Monkey.
That's one of my, well, actually, their presentation was called Let Go.
The subtitle was How to Catch a Monkey.
How to Catch a Monkey. That was last week.
And I was off for a few times. I was off for a day or so. See?
Yeah. So we didn't have very many
in that week. But hey, still, you guys got all those archives. You can still go back. There are many things that I've talked about, I'm sure that you haven't heard yet. And some of them I've elaborated on since, you know, years ago when I spoke on them first.
But this is Revolutionary Life here on Blog Talk Radio.
We do Revolutionary Life. We do this presentation every week, day and night. At 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's a good way to end your evening, I always say. But we always try to make sure whatever we're looking at, and we look at every aspect of our lives through a revolutionary lens. What is revolution? Revolution is nothing but change. And we all know if it's one thing constant in this world, it is change. A revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of that change, not the back of it. And so,
next week, Monday night, I'll be right here at 10 p.m. Monday night. And all right, and we have a brand new topic. I might get a little bit more into the crystals. Now, I did a little bit of science, what I know that crystals do. So I didn't get into a whole lot of, I didn't get into anything mystical, I don't think, for you guys. Because my first understanding of the use of crystals was with radios. Radios. Frequencies. And then quartz watches. Keeping time, tick tock, frequencies, rhythms. So I learned that a piece of crystal will hold a rhythm from now on until another one comes along and changes it. And so it has a memory in that sense.
It's holding stuff. Like a computer memory holds stuff. In this case, it's vibrations. And check this out. I spoke to you about how they make electricity in the industries right now. Piezo electricity. Check it out. And it's just electricity that occurs. And I say occurs because there ain't no wires. And nothing making it happen that's visible. That occurs simply by applying pressure to a crystal. Sometimes they're stretching it. Sometimes they're adding pressure down on top of it. But it will send an electrical spark, an electrical charge from the pressure itself.
Piezo. Electricity. Electricity from a stone.
And the Egyptians know what I'm talking about.
The chemicians. Know what I'm talking about. We're going to talk more about that. In the meantime, guys, that's our wrap up for Friday. We didn't have that many episodes this week. I was out for a couple of days, I think it was. And so we didn't have that many episodes go down. But that's what we're going to do. Every Friday, we're just going to skip back through. Make sure those points, you know, how he ended the thing. a pony. We want those points to get across. And so now, on Friday night, I'm going to open my lines up. My area code is 714-816-4765. 714-816-4765. And it's part of my show. It's a call-in show. I call it Your Time to Shine.
Shall we begin?
This is not a drill. Is that all you got?
Let's begin.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be sure to tune in. There's a little follow button if you're online and hit that little follow button. Then that button will give you a little heads up about the title of the upcoming show. Most times, unless I'm late getting it in. And so best to be sure to tune in. I thank you for listening in. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in. And this is Friday night, so I won't be able to speak to you again until Monday night. That's all right. Like I said, you guys, I've been doing this for a long time. And so there's plenty of my archives there. That's me doing this. Oftentimes about a different subject, of course. But something interesting, hopefully, just the same. Something enlightening, hopefully. Thank you again, everyone. You have yourselves a great night. And I'll see you guys Monday night, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you.